Hello, it's Kamari Smith here, bringing you another podcast. I'm unfortunately a week late on my last one, so I'm going to make up for it by doing two in one. So, I don't have that much time to do this, so without further ado, let's get right into it. Starting on November 25th, Monday of last week, we have a Nets win over the Cavaliers, 108-106. A Pistons win over the Magic, 103-88. A Pacers win against the Grizzlies, 126-114. A Heat win against the Hornets, 117-100. A Celtics win against the Kings, 103-102. A Timberwolves win against the Hawks, 125-113. A Raptors win against the 76ers, 101-96. A Trailblazers win against the Bulls, 117-94. A Bucks win against the Jazz, 122-118. A Lakers win against the Spurs, 114-104. And a Thunder win against the Warriors, 100-97. I don't have time to be feeling bad right now. And on Tuesday, we have only two games. A Clippers win against the Mavericks, 114-99. And a Nuggets win against the Wizards, 117-104. But then on Wednesday, we have a few to make up for. We have a Magic win against the Cavaliers, 116-104. A Pacers win against the Jazz, 121-102. A Celtics win against the Nets, 121-110. A 76ers win against the Kings, 97-91. A Hornets win against the Pistons, 102-101. A Raptors win against the Knicks, 126-98. A Bucks win against the Hawks, 111-102. A Clippers win against the Grizzlies, 121-119. A Rockets win against the Heat, 117-108. A Timberwolves win against the Spurs, 113-101. A Wizards win against the Suns, 140-132. A Lakers win against the Pelicans, 114-110. A Trailblazers win against the Thunder, 136-119. And something to celebrate, a Warriors win against the Bulls, 104-90. But we don't have time to celebrate it. So again, a lot of games on Friday. We just did Wednesday. A Nets win against the Celtics, 112-107. A Raptors win against the Magic, 90-83. A Hornets win against the Pistons, 110-107. A 76ers win against the Knicks, 108-95. A Bucks win against the Cavaliers, 119-110. A Warriors loss against the Heat, 122-105. A Pacers win against the Hawks, 105-104. A Pelicans loss against the Thunder, 109-104. A Jazz win against the Grizzlies, 103-94. A Spurs win against the Clippers, 107-97. A Mavericks win against the Suns, 120-113. A Trailblazers win against the Bulls, 107-103. And the Lakers win against the Wizards, 125-103. That wraps up Friday. And moving on to Saturday, which doesn't have that many games, we have a Kings win against the Nuggets, 100-97. A 76ers win against the Pacers, 119-116. A Rockets win against the Hawks, 158-111. My God! What is this? Oh my gosh! 158-111. One, Hawks, you suck. Two, Rockets, chill on the points. Hold on. I have to see the amount of points players had in this game. Dude. The most scored on the Hawks side was 37 by Trae Young. And James Harden scored 60. And he only played 31 minutes. Ben McLemore had more points than Russell Westbrook, but he also played more minutes, 34 to Westbrook's 27. But still, Wow. That is... Oh my goodness. Sorry, let's keep this going. A Bucks win against the Hornets, 137-96. All right. Now let's close week six, I think it was, on the last day with quite a few games. If I count this right, 12 games, I think. All right. I think so. A Heat win against the Nets, 109-106. A Grizzlies win against the Timberwolves, 115-107. A Celtics win against the Knicks, 113-104. A Mavericks win against the Lakers, 114-100. A Thunder win against the Pelicans, 107-104. A Spurs win against the Spurs loss against the Pistons, 98-132. A Raptors win against the Jazz, 130-110. A Magic win against the Warriors, 100-96. The Clippers win against the Wizards, 150-125. What are these scores last week? I wonder if any of the games are this crazy this or that crazy this week, but I'm not going to tell you if they are, because then that would probably mess it up. A Suns win against the Hornets, 109-104. A 76ers win against the Jazz, 103-94. A Hawks win against the Warriors, 104-79. Okay, we suck. A Bucks win against the Knicks, 132-88. A Pacers win against the Grizzlies, 117-104. And a Bulls win against the Kings, 113-106. That wraps up Monday. Please excuse me. Alright, moving on to Tuesday. We have a Pistons win against the Cavaliers, 127-94. A Magic win against the Wizards, 127-120. A Heat win against the Raptors, 121-110. A Mavericks win against the Pelicans, 118-97. A Spurs win against the Rockets, 135-133. A Lakers win against the Nuggets, 105-96. And a Clippers win against the Trailblazers, 117-97. All right, moving on to next week. We start off with something that's kind of heartbreaking to me. A Hornets win against the Warriors, 106-91. Like I said, we suck. A Bucks win against the Pistons, 127-103. The Bucks are always there to back me up, though, because I also like them. Because, to be honest, that's the only reason I like them. But when it comes to the Warriors, I pretty much like the whole team, except for... Dare I say his name? Should I say his name? Yeah, I'm gonna say his name. Evans. Jacob Evans. He looks like a knockoff Quinn Cook. Sorry, just had to point that out. A Magic win against the Suns, 128-114. A Celtics win against the Heat, 112-93. A Nets win against the Hawks, 130-118. A Pacers win against the Thunder, 107-100. A Bulls win against the Grizzlies, 106-99. A Mavericks win against the Timberwolves, 131-114. A Lakers win against the Jazz, 121-96. And lastly, a Trailblazers win against the Kings, 127-116. That's going to wrap up Wednesday, and now we're moving on to Thursday, where we have quite less games. We only have four. A Wizards win against the 76ers, 119-113. A Rockets win against the Raptors, 119-109. a Nuggets win against the Knicks 129-92, and a Suns win against the Pelicans 139-132. That wraps up Thursday, and then we pick back up the pace on Friday. We have a Magic win against the Cavaliers 93-87. 93-87, a Magic win against the Cavaliers. We have a Pistons win against the Pacers 108-101. A Nets win against the Hornets 111-104. We have a Wizards loss against the Heat 112-103. A Warriors win against the Bulls 100-98. A Thunder win against the Timberwolves 139-127. A Celtics win against the Nuggets 108-95. A Bucks win against the Clippers 119-91. A Spurs win against the Kings 105-104. A Lakers win against the Trailblazers 136-113. That wraps up Friday. Now we're moving on to Saturday, where there's only 5 games. And we have a Pelicans loss against the Mavericks, 130-84, actually. A 76ers win against the Cavaliers, 141-94. A Pacers win against the Knicks, 104-103. A Rockets win against the Suns, 115-109. A Jazz win against the Grizzlies, 126-112. That wraps up Saturday. And now moving on to Sunday, last day of that week. I promise to not forget this week's update. We have a Nets win against the Nuggets, 105-102. A Hawks win against the Hornets, 122-107. A Heat win against the Bulls, 110-105. A 76ers win against the Raptors, 110-104. A Clippers win against the Wizards, 135-119. A Kings win against the Mavericks, 110-106. A Thunder win against the Trailblazers, 108-96. And a Lakers win against the Timberwolves, 142-125. 142? I don't care how good your players are. 142. And those two players have to share the ball? LeBron James played 28 minutes and had 32 points, while Anthony Davis played 39 and had 50. 50! You know, that's going to wrap up this podcast. But I promise that I will not forget this I will be doing the analyzing next week, and from there on, as long as I have the time to do it, which is why I'm going to make sure to do them early so that I do have the time, because I don't want to have excuses about this. So good night, everybody. I hope you have a good week, and if your favorite team lost a lot like mine did, I feel bad for you. Just like I feel bad for my team. Good night, y'all. Bye.